The story starts.
I won't hurt you.
You're scaring me.
Leave me alone.
What did you think I was?
Whatever it is, they don't want me to be.
Three carrots.
She was the coolest.
You forgot your laptop at the office.
No biggie.
It's time to live.
How am I supposed to make that safe?
Movie news.
Commit to a side.
With Gareth Daly.
I need you to trust me.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Where are we starting?
Good afternoon. We are starting with Eddie Murphy, who is set to star in a two-hander action comedy called Blue Falcon. Now, it comes from the writer of London Has Fallen. That's a guy by the name of Chad St. John, who's penning the script, in which Murphy is going to play a retired super spy who heads for the destination wedding of his estranged son. Unfortunately, in doing so, he finds himself in proximity with his arch rival and all manner of chaos ensues. He's a busy man, Eddie Murphy. Mm. He's got a project coming up with Bill Condon, who's directing. It's a biopic about the life of Parliament Funkadelic founder musician George Clinton. He's also going to reprise his role of Donkey. We're happy to hear that.
Yes.
In Shrek 5, which is due out Christmas 2026. No word yet as to when Blue Falcon will begin production, and no other stars or director mentioned for the project as yet.
Okay, we're staying with casting. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, he's set to star in M. Night Shyamalan's new and currently untitled, of course it is, it's a supernatural thriller, slightly romantic as well. Oh. The project is based on an original story that he has co-created with Nicholas Sparks, who's a novelist. Now, this is probably the first time that Shyamalan has sort of collaborated with a high-profile writer. And what's interesting here, they're independently writing the screenplay and the novel, respectively.
Well, that's so kind of interesting, because that's when you said a bit of romance in there, I mean, with this director, we think supernatural, but with Nicholas Sparks, we think romance. So it'll be an interesting collaboration, won't it?
It will be. Yeah, it will. Now, of course, we don't know too much about the plot details as yet, but that's always the way with his films as well, isn't it? That you don't get too much. He's done really well. I mean, his films have amassed $3 billion worldwide, and he's coming off the hit Trap that was out last year. Gyllenhaal as well. I mean, he had a good year. He had the series Presumed Innocent that did really well on streaming. He was also in Roadhouse as well. And he's next going to star alongside Denzel Washington in Othello, and that's on Broadway.
Now, that'll be the hottest ticket in town, that is for sure. Now, Helen Mirren is off to Italy.
She's off to Italy in a film that's called Switzerland. There, I was confused.
Yeah, very much so, okay.
She's off to Italy, yeah, because they've started filming this in Rome. The project Switzerland, directed by Antoine Corbin, and it's about crime novelist Patricia Highsmith, which Helen Mirren is playing the lead role. Yes, you've got a good cast as well. Juliet Stevenson, Olivia Cooke, and Eldon Enerich is also starring this as well. So the movie has been adapted by Australian writer Joanna Murray-Smith from her play of the same name, and it revolves around Patricia Highsmith's encounter with an ambitious young literary agent. It's set in 1995. She's living out her final days in seclusion in the Swiss Alps with her cats for company, and when a pushy young man turns up at her residence, sent by her New York publisher to persuade her to write a final book in her best-selling Tom Ripley series, it becomes clear he is on a sinister mission. So that sounds really intriguing.
Yes,
and as I said,
it certainly does.
Switzerland, yeah.
Patricia Highsmith, an intriguing writer and character too. So Helen Mirren taking on that role. We'll keep an eye on that. That is Switzerland. Now, it's a long weekend, Gareth, and it's St. Bridget's Day, but there's another Bridget in town, isn't there?
There's another Bridget in town, yes. So this is someone you've interviewed on the show in the past. Renee Zellweger has been out doing a lot of press for Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy. The premiere was held for this in London. She was speaking during the week to ITV News, and she's kind of been reflecting on the quality of the character she's portrayed now in what is, what, four movies.
There's something about the essence of Bridget, that she looks at things with a little bit of a cheeky sense of humour. And I think it's inspiring, isn't it? Because even in difficult moments, that's always been her way. She doesn't let it deter, you know, she just keeps going. So it's always been mirroring life and people's experiences that are sort of universally relatable cross-generationally since the beginning.
Yes, that is Renée Zellweger back playing Bridget Jones, Gareth.
Yeah, and it's out February 14th, so good timing there for Valentine's Day, so watch out for that.
Okay, now, a sequel.
A sequel to a 1997 movie, Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion.
Oh.
This is finally moving forward because they've got the two cast members, Mira Sorvino and Lisa Kudrow, in negotiations to reprise their roles in the film and also serve as executive producers. They've spoken fondly about the film down through the years. So it's kind of not a surprise that they're returning for this. They've also got the Emily in Paris showrunner, Robin Schiff, who wrote the original film, returned to pen the sequel. So in the original, they played two sort of unaccomplished women who tried to impress their former classmates at their 10th anniversary high school reunion by making up fake careers. Their lie? They said they invented Post-its. So a new take is definitely on the cards here. You can see how they can easily return to this format. Shooting date is sort of planned for June. That's what they're looking at, and they may be shooting it in Los Angeles.
Okay, and news of a follow-up?
Yeah, this is the follow-up to Kneecap. Very interesting to see what Rich Pepiette and producer Trevor Burney were going to do after the success of Kneecap. They have optioned Elaine Farrell and Liam McCormack's book, non-fiction book called Bad Bridget. Now, this tells the story of a woman who left Ireland for North America between 1838 and 1918. So obviously it starts during the Irish famine and takes place. Yeah, probably a big sprawling epic. So adapting the script and going to direct the project as well. Bernie's going to produce it. Of course, his background is in producing a lot of documentaries before they had the success with Kneecap. So the two of them working together once more.
Oh, we'll definitely keep an eye on that one. What trailer have you picked for us?
When you watch this trailer, you've got to sort of stick with it because you think it's one genre and then suddenly you realise, oh, hang on, there's a little bit more going on here. So trying to leave their troubled lives behind, twin brothers return to their hometown to start again, only to discover that an even greater evil is waiting to welcome them back. Take a listen to Sinners.
We've been gone a long time. We back now.
You twins?
Nah, we cousins.
There are legends of people with the gift of making music so true it can conjure spirits from the past and the future. This gift can bring fame and fortune.
Will somebody take me in your eyes?
But it also can pierce the veil between life and death.
Yes, that is Sinners, Garrett. As you say, it's kind of intriguing to watch, isn't it, in terms of the trailer?
Yeah, you kind of don't. It reminded me of a little bit of From Dusk Till Dawn, if you remember that movie years back, because it does. It seems to take a turn. Big talent, though, behind this film. Ryan Coogler is directing the project. And of course, he's brought Michael B. Jordan, a regular collaborator to the project. Hayley Steinfeld and Jack O'Connell actually also starring in this as well. It's coming out in April. Do check out the trailer for Sinners.
Very good. New releases on the big screen this weekend. Let's begin with Blue Road, the Edna O'Brien story.
You probably have a unique distinction in that all your books are banned.
I'm not always sensitive about it because all the censors and bishops and judges, they're all men.
The good times are middling. The bad times are bad.
But not her fault. Nothing to do with her adolescent vanity.
She became quite a famous party giver, if you like, in London. Everybody who was anybody went to Edna's parties.
I knew it was transitory. We were all en route, heading for other places, orbiting up, up.
Yes, Blue Road, the Edna O'Brien story. Really impressive documentary from Sinead O'Shea. And we heard the voice of Jesse Buckley there, who reads Edna's diaries beautifully. There's great archive footage here that I hadn't seen before. I had no idea. We heard Gabriel Byrne there talking about the famous parties. Quite something. And really fascinating interviews. I think it's a must-see without a doubt. That's Blue Road, the Edna O'Brien story.
Yeah, and it's on many cinema screens around the country as well, if denominated also. And I suppose what makes it even more poignant is that it was, you know, the interviews were completed, you know, before her death last year. So a lot explored in it, and good for people to go and see. We have a couple more to mention for you. Mike Leigh is back with Hard Truths, and this is about an ongoing exploration of the contemporary world and a study of sort of human strengths and weaknesses, something that director is fantastic at. Two polar opposite sisters navigate the world in different ways in the wake of personal hardship. Really strong performances here by Marion Jean-Baptiste and Michelle Austin, starring in Hard Truths. Now we've got Companion as well on the big screen. This is a billionaire's death sets off a chain of events for Iris and her friends during a weekend trip to his lakeside estate. date. Cast here includes Rupert Friend, Jack Quaid, and Sophie Thatcher, who was excellent in Heretic, with Hugh Grant, that was released a couple of months back. And one final one to mention for you as well, The Colours Within. This is a high school girl. It's an anime film. A high school girl can see the colours of the emotions in people, and at an antique bookshop at the corner of Nagasaki, she meets a beautiful woman, an incredibly beautiful, with an incredibly beautiful colour, and a music-loving boy who's trying to put a band together. And the story follows these three sensitive people who gather together to play in a band.
Very good. What TV movie are you recommending?
This is a highly enjoyable movie. The logline reads, two middle-aged men embark on a wine-tasting tour in California a week before one of them is due to get married. You know straight away what I'm talking about. It is Sideways, which has an incredible cast. Yeah. Paul Giamatti, Thomas Hayden Church, Virginia Madsen and Sandra Oh. It's a wonderful, fun film. Yeah. I haven't seen it in years, actually, but it's on TG Car tonight and it's on at 9:30.
That sounds perfect. That is Sideways, TG Car tonight at 9:30. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.